This morning, I would like to read from the King James Version of the Bible. Please hear Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This is the word of the Lord.
Almighty God, thank you for your word, and as we now await your message for us, we pray that you will bless us, that indeed we will be like those trees by the water. Thank you for the opportunity to gather together, and if there's anything that hinders us from listening to you this morning, please remove that through your Holy Spirit, and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, let me ask you, how many species of trees do you think exist worldwide? Does anybody want to take a guess? A million. 200? 100? Anybody higher? Anybody lower? 10, we've got a million. We've got 100. 10,000. Well, that's too general. 10,000? 10,000. 10,000. Any other guesses? One?
A billion.
A billion. Well, thank you. Thank you. The planet Earth is home to more than 60,000 species of trees, by the way. Now, I was going to name all of them for you this morning, but then I decided maybe it's not a good idea. By the way, 60,000 of the 60,000 species, 8,000 of them are found in Brazil, which is interesting. Now, what are some of the most common trees in our area? Does anybody know? Oak, maple,
cedar,
pine,
redwood,
birch. What? Birch. Dogwood. So, how can you tell it that a tree is a dogwood tree?
I don't know, but I know it's in the south.
No, by its bark. By the way, what kind of tree can fit in your hand? A palm tree. Who said a palm tree? A palm tree. What do you call a Russian tree? No, Dmitry. And one more. What kind of tree do math teachers like to climb? Come on, you should know this one. Geometry. In verse 3 of our Bible passage for today, the psalmist speaks of a tree. So, to what species is he referring? To a fir or a poplar or an elm? He says, they are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither, and all that they do, they prosper. So he says, they are like trees growing beside a stream. Who are they? What is this species? What are these beautiful, fruitful trees with leaves that don't wither? The name of this tree, by the way, is the believer tree. And it's somewhat rare, but beautiful when you run across it. So let's climb this believer tree today and see up close what it looks like. And we may discover some of the characteristics associated with this type of tree. Let's talk about what the believer tree is all about. And the first thing we see in the believer tree is that it is that person who is happy. It is that person who's delighted to be perched on a riverbank, being what he or she is supposed to be, being what he or she has been created for. It says in verse 1, happy are those. Oh, the joys of those. But let me ask you, do you think God put us on this earth so we could be happy? Is that why he created us? Do you think Jesus died on the cross so we could be happy? I don't think so. Like a parent, I'm sure that God wants us to be happy. But I think our purpose in this world is deeper than simply to be happy. I think our goals for a meaningful life must surely go beyond the desire just to be happy. That said, we can also say with certainty that a believer who's unhappy all the time just doesn't make sense either. There are times of unhappiness in the life of a believer, of course. There are times when our lives are out of sync or dysfunctional. We all experience times of upheaval and we suffer loss and we feel pain. And there may be good reasons for unhappiness. And our prayer is always that these difficulties in our lives will be resolved. And so we all experience times of unhappiness. Believers are not exempt from the troubles of this world. But even so, we still have God's joy in our lives as well. God's presence is with us in good times and in difficult times. And what the psalmist says is that this healthy tree planted by the streams of water is happy. Says, happy are those. They're happy, and there are reasons for this happiness. And so let's explore that a little bit further. But can we say without reservation that one characteristic of the believer tree is a happy tree? Yes. So what more do we learn about the believer tree? We learn that it is that person who does not follow bad advice. Maybe one reason for the happiness is that the believer is careful about whose opinions she values, whose beliefs he views and respects. It says, happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. I think we'll all agree that we live in a culture of fake news, where people make up stories to get media attention. And some news is just that, it's fake, okay? And some news, of course, is true, but it's branded fake in order to twist the truth or get away from the truth. And it's becoming harder and harder for us to know what exactly to believe. And we're living in times when scam artists are thriving. So it's easy today to listen to fools, to follow the advice of the wicked. Now, is it something new? Maybe not. Even the Apostle Paul was surprised by the tendency of believers to believe just about anything. He says in Galatians, I'm shocked that you're turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You're following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but is not the good news at all. You're being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. So who are you going to listen to? And how will you safeguard yourself from following bad advice? Be careful. Be discerning as to whose advice you actually follow. And I think today we all need wisdom. We need God's wisdom more than any other time. So happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. Here's something else we see in the believer tree. It is that person who doesn't walk down the same path as the wrong crowd. And I guess the question is, are we strong enough to stand against the current? Are we as Christ followers willing to go against the crowd when we need to? Are we able to clear our own trail? So do you have that kind of morals? Do you have that kind of beliefs? Because every day we must decide which path we are going to follow. The way of Christ who says, I am the way, or the way of the world. Because every day our choices lead us down a particular path. The psalmist says, happy are those who do not take the path that sinners tread. So the believer tree is that person who won't follow sinners, who does not follow the example of sinners, who does not go where the sinners go, who does not walk down the same path as the wrong crowd. And I think we need God's strength and wisdom to walk the straight and narrow path. If you're a parent like me, then you constantly pray that your children will stay on the right path. Because it's easy to follow the wrong crowd and go down the wrong path. But happy are those who don't follow the sinful path. Again, what is this tree that the psalmist is talking about? Who is this believer tree? It's also that person who doesn't hang out with the cynical and the unbelievers. Why waste time hanging out with people who don't share your values? Why spend time with people who scoff at your faith in Christ? Who mock you for your morals? Who mock you for your values? Yes, we should love everyone and share our love for Jesus with all people, of course. And yes, by spending time with the cynical and unbelievers, we may learn more about their concerns and their issues. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But the psalmist here refers to those people who prefer the company of the unrighteous to the company of the righteous. And that's not what the believer tree is like. Happy are those who do not sit in the seat of the scoffers, who don't join in with the mockers. Because the believer tree, or the roots of the believer tree, are sunk into clear, pure water of everlasting streams. Because that's where the life is. Not the acidic, corrosive waters of the cynical and the unbelieving that only leads to decay and ugliness and unfaithfulness. There's something else we see in this tree as we climb up higher, and we see that it's that person who delights in the Word of God. I mean, let's face it, many believers are lacking in this quality. I mean, can you honestly say that you delight in the Word of God. Because the Bible is not the first book we're likely to pick up, is it? And it's not always light reading either. Yet it's a key to our moral and spiritual formation. And all you really need is a little discipline, you know, with a little discipline and willpower and dependence on the Holy Spirit, you can get into the habit of reading the Bible on a daily basis. It's something anyone can do. Megan has made countless announcements about our Turning Towards God group. And we're reading a chapter of the Bible every day, and then we post a verse that struck a chord with us on our TTG app, on the app, the church app. And if you need help getting started with that, then we're here to help you. But get into the habit of reading the Word of God, the Bible, every day. And by doing it, the Word of God will be planted in your soul. And it says, happy are those who love the Lord's teachings and they think about those teachings day and night. In other words, who delights in the Word of God. Well, let me share one more thing with you about this tree. And we see that the believer tree is also that person who is fruitful. That person who bears the fruit of the Spirit. It's an apple tree that delivers apples in season. It's a cherry tree that produces cherries in season. It's a fig tree that delivers figs in season. A person who puts their faith into practice. Listen to this verse, from verse 3. They're like trees planted by streams of water which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. And all that they do, they prosper. They bear fruit. Their leaves never wither or die. So I guess you could say the believer tree just looks good. It's a person you want to hire. It's a person you can trust with your children. This is a person you can trust to manage the office. This is a person you can trust implicitly. The believer tree bears fruit and it looks good. But it also makes others look good. Trees with lots of foliage help our atmosphere rich, keep it rich with oxygen. Benefiting everyone. And the believer is like that too. She wants to help others breathe better. He wants to help others live better. People are better because they hang out under the shade that this believer offers. And more importantly, the believer tree makes God look good. Listen to what the prophet Isaiah says. They will be like trees that the Lord himself has planted. They will all do what is right, and God will be praised for what he has done. They are trees planted by the Lord to honor his name. Believers who display God's glory. Because in the end, the believer tree glorifies God. Like a tree planted by water. The believer tree is that person who's happy. That person who does not follow bad advice. That person doesn't walk down the same path as the wrong crowd. That person doesn't hang out with the cynical and unbelievers. That person who delights in the Word of God. That person who is fruitful. So that God will be glorified. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, may your Spirit enable us to be planted with firm roots in the soil of who you are. by that stream of living water, Jesus, so that we are nourished and nurtured, so we can grow and bear fruit, so that we can make this world better, and so that we can glorify you for who you are. Thank you for your word, and my prayer is that we all will be planted by the stream of living water. And we pray that in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.